retinitis pigmentosa is a condition that can affect one's eyes. And it can affect them to the point where one loses most of their vision, where what they're left with is just a real severe tunnel vision. So if you take your hand, you don't have to do it now because you'll look all goofy, so I'll do it for you. And you make like the smallest little circle in there, right? And you can kind of experience just a little bit of what it is. Yeah, you can see, but it's very limited. It's just a little tunnel vision. This is, in the spiritual life, what sin and a culture of sin does to our spiritual vision. That it becomes where we hear it spoken of as blindness. But before even that final blindness, where most of our vision is lost, and it's just a small little bit, just a small bit of tunnel vision. This condition that afflicts us is one that Lent and Easter is meant to heal and to restore. That every Lent, the first 2 weeks, the Gospels are the same sort of Gospels. They're from the different authors, but it's always the first week is Jesus goes into the desert for 40 days. It's the first Lent. That he goes into the depths of fallen humanity. And that we're invited to follow him there. And in following them there, in this prayer, this fasting, this giving, we're meant to see more clearly the condition of our sin, where we're at. And the second week of Lent, which we're at now, the gospel is always one of the accounts of the transfiguration of Jesus, which is us seeing Jesus in glory and seeing what it is we're called to. Where it is we're called to. So the first week, seeing where we're at, the sin and the condition we're in. And now in the transfiguration, to see the immense glory that we're called to. That we can often be blinded from seeing fully. It's just a glimpse of the heavenly glory, though. Where Jesus is destined, and where we're called to follow him to as well. This difference between where I'm at and where I'm called to be can be a very frustrating one. I met with my spiritual director yesterday, and I was talking about this very thing. Because you know, especially when you see more clearly the great and immense glory that we're called to, that God calls us to something which is much greater than we can even begin to wrap our minds entirely around. But we can become frustrated when we see, okay, this is where I'm called to. This is what God is beckoning me toward. But here's where I'm at, in this place. But this is where the journey of faith and where this season of Lent is so important. It's the difficult journey of faith. And it's the one in which the church pairs with this gospel of the Transfiguration, this reading from Abraham as well. Abraham, who is our father in faith. And what's often lost, you know, with Abraham is how much of a pathetic failure he was in almost all of Scripture. What do we know about Abraham for the most part, most people? Well, we know he was called to be the father to Israel, all this stuff, right? He has great calling. He'd receive a land. He'd receive all these great promises. And then one of the other things we know about him is this passage today, this great test of his faith. There was a long journey of Abraham. And throughout it, he failed again and again and again. But God never gave up on him. And God was forming Abraham to this point here where his faith as it often is for a parent, is immensely formed by the faith of his own child, Isaac. Because this account that we hear today isn't just of Abraham's faith, it's of his son's faith. And we know this, right? Those of you who have kids, I pray that your kids, their own faith, especially when they're small and they're preparing for their sacraments, and you see how excited they are about the faith and about Jesus, and that can do, and it's meant to do something for our own faith. That Isaac, the son of Abraham, his faith here, that he, as Abraham's true and only begotten son, he who is a child of a miraculous conception, he who is also a son who is now in his 30s. Isaac wasn't a little boy. He was in his 30s, in the height of his physical strength, carrying the wood up the mountain for himself to be the sacrifice, ready to lay down his own life, his son was, Isaac. And that God had called him to this. Why? Because he was giving in this trial of Abraham. He was giving Abraham a glimpse into his own fatherly heart. A small little experience of the love of the Father in heaven, who himself would offer his only begotten son and truly offer him fully as a sacrifice of love. And it was this experience through this immense trial that transfigured Abraham. This is where he, as the father of faith, where it wasn't just failure after failure after failure anymore, but in this, it became something solid in him. And so two things. First of all, for us to see the great trials in your life, what God is doing in that. He's not just giving you trials to, oh, well, you were bad, now you're going to be punished. Oh, I must have done something, or where is God now in all of this? No, God, if he gives you trials in your life, and if they're heavy, it's because he's giving you some experience of what his own heart is like, so that your heart might become like more like the heart of the God the Father. That he's transfiguring you, and that it becomes this first glimpse into the glory that you're called to as well. That we don't walk through our lives with thinking that our faith is just about this small little tunnel vision of my faith is just about trying to be good, trying to be a good person. Yeah, that's what our faith is about this much. If you have tunnel vision and that's all you see about your faith or about what Lent is, well, just trying to be a better person. Yes, but also much bigger. No! It's about becoming like God. That's what Lent is about. That we enter into the desert with him, that we enter into this suffering freely with him, so that in this brush of seeing the depths of our sin and seeing how much we need God, we might also experience the glory of him with us and what he's doing in the midst of our trials, that it's our heart that he's transforming to be like his own, and so that we might see more clearly the glory that we're called to. Because of our sin and living in a culture infused with sin, the world that we see is oftentimes so teeny and small. Our God becomes so small. Our calling of what God is calling us to, it's reduced down to something so teeny. The glory of what God is calling us to, heaven, becomes something so small, so insignificant. But what Lent does is it's meant to heal and to transfigure our spiritual vision so we're able to see the vastness and the greatness and the glory of our calling and the glory that he has prepared for us who follow him in faith. It's not about becoming just good. It's about becoming like God. It was Saint Irenaeus, one of the great early saints, who said that the Son of God became man so that we might become God. That we ourselves might be deified and share in the glory of God himself.